Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi there, folks. I'm Dr. Rob Zammit. Welcome back to the Doggy Pod.
And Dr. Rob Zammit is a vet, as we all know, and I'm that vet's producer, Stephen Peters, and thank you so much for listening. We're going to give you a little update this week on the Doggy Pod puppies.
We'll discuss, can dogs see in the dark, really, can they?
Well, they must be able to see a little bit.
We'll find out.
Because you don't hear them bumping into walls and stuff when they go outside for a bit of a wee. We're also going to talk about your dog's sense of taste. We all know how good their hearing is and their smell, but how good are they on the old tongue there? Do they have a good sense of taste? I don't know.
And I'm also going to introduce a breed that's called the King of the Terriers.
Is that the official breed name?
I didn't think so. I'll tell you the breed name later on.
I wonder what that is. Anyway, so this week in the clinic, well, obviously Rob's been busy, but he has taken some time out to go and check up on the Doggy Pod puppies. And what's the latest? So we're now 4 weeks.
4 weeks of age. Yeah, they're really, really starting to gap on their feet. Or they've been up for probably a week or more on their feet. These pups are pretty advanced.
Are they sort of wandering around, bumping into things? They're at that sort of cute
they're
stage.
Running around and playing and tearing at each other and tearing a bit at mum because their teeth have come through now. So there'll be less and less time spent on mum and more time spent with food that's been offered to them by Steve.
So Steve's the owner. Now, what sort of, at 4 weeks, he slowly weans them off mum, what sort of food is going to be, replacing mum's milk?
Sure. And you don't replace mum's milk with other milk. People often think, you give them just a bowl of milk, of some puppy milk. Worst thing you can do. Because the lapping reflex is the last reflex to develop in dogs as they start to grow. So you give them like a semi-moist type of food. Think about it in the wild. Mum goes along, here are the puppies, she wants to wean them. What does she do? She actually regurgitates food that she's chewed up and caught out in the wild.
Great.
So this is semi-moist type food. Same deal. You might get some good quality dry food or a type of kibble that's for puppies. Soak it for a little while so it becomes a crumble. You can mix it. They make a puppy mousse, would you believe? So you could mix some of that with it or give that straight to start with.
Because this kind of ties into one of the subjects we're talking about today, which is your dog's sense of taste.
So,
beyond mum's milk, this will be the very first other thing they will taste.
And the one thing you don't want to do is, here, have some of this and have some of that. You don't want to vary the diet too much or you're going to cause problems. Because, again, the intestinal tract has to develop slowly. Remember, dogs have a shorter intestinal tract than we do. Mm. You don't keep giving them different foods all the time, nor do they need it nor want it. in the wild, they'd be happy with hunting just one area for a while, which usually means the same type of food in that area for a little while until they move off to somewhere else. So same with puppies. You don't want to vary their diet too much, just like human babies. Otherwise, you're going to bring on diarrhea. Just gentle, bring it on, feed them 3 or 4 times a day to start with, and just keep doing it. In fact, the first meal, usually on the first day, you just give one meal that day. And you might do that for 2 days, then twice a day, building up to 3 times a day, then building up to 4 times a day very often, and then backing off it.
So at 4 weeks, what are their little choppers like? What sort of teeth have they got?
Very sharp milk teeth. They have the baby teeth or deciduous teeth, and they are sharp as needles.
But they'll all fall out eventually? I think
you're very thankful when they do. Yeah. They start falling out around about 3 months, and they continue on. Their full dentition comes through around about 6 months of age. Right. That's when all their adult teeth come through, and they're a lot less sharper. They literally are like little needles, milk teeth.
So do any of those teeth survive? Or the
baby teeth? Yeah, all gone. And they get 42 new ones.
Wow.
So, that's it. But no more after that. They're not sharks that get 30,000 teeth or whatever it is that the shark can get through its lifetime. So, once the adult teeth come through, that's it. And so they will start chewing things up, of course, because their teeth are coming through. Even now, they're chewing on things. Mm. They get little toys to chew on. And I keep them chewing all the time. Certainly when they're teething, if you don't have puppies chewing on things, give them things they want, they'll find their own industry, be it the leg of your expensive table or chair.
So they want to chew something.
Go into the lounge and have a play on that and chew on that. They want to chew, so important to give them something to chew and play. And lots of play behaviour is very important for learning. The more different plays that they do, the better they'll learn later on in life.
So we'll keep everybody posted on the Doggy Pod Puppy. So what's going to happen now is that very, very soon Rob's going to have to make a decision, I think, in maybe, 2 weeks' time, 2 more weeks, just before Christmas, I think.
Just after Christmas.
Just after Christmas. And you'll be making that all-important decision. Stand by. All right, as I said earlier, we're... we've talked about dogs' sense of taste in the past. And did you know that dogs have about 1/6 the taste buds of humans, and that's why they can eat all that yucky stuff? We've also talked about their fantastic hearing and their sense of smell.
That's where they've got it all over us.
They have. But what about, surely we've got it all over them as far as seeing in the dark goes?
No, we certainly do not.
Oh, really?
No. We have it over dogs in seeing colour. And they think, so what? Colour's not useful to a dog. What's useful to a dog is movement. Because when dogs have evolved hunting, of course, and they hunt at dawn and dusk. That's when canines hunt. That's the best time to hunt. Because animals come to the waterhole or whatever. They're out and about, because it's cooler, whatever reason. That's when their prey is on the move. So, and what's the landscape at dawn? It's not colour. It's a grey landscape. So they need to be able to see something moving. So although they can see colour TV to some extent, not as much as us, what they can see better is black and white. And they don't see in monochrome. They're not black and white vision. They do see some colour. But in the grey environment, they get to see movement. So when the light's down, dogs can see things moving and they can see a lot better than us in the dark. Now, pitch black, dark, no one's going to be able to see when it's pitch black, because you do need some light bouncing off the back of your retinas. And dogs have the right instruments at the back in the retinas to see in low light, very low light, much better than us. So where we have problems sometimes and bump around in the dark when we get up to go to the bathroom, whatever it is, the dog's getting out of your way very quickly, saying, gosh, you're clumsy.
So they can see really well, huh? Yeah. That's interesting.
In the dark, they see way, way better than us because of the way evolution has allowed them to do that. They've developed that, as I say, in hunting during dawn and dusk.
Okay, so, that's a bit surprising that dogs can see so well in the dark. But now, I'm assuming they've probably got really good sense of taste as well. Is that true?
Again, you're wrong.
They don't. They do.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Not compared to humans. Humans have
so
about...
So there's one thing that we're better at than dogs.
We can taste. That's why we have the Grange Hermitage, nice red wines,
yes.
And they don't.
They wouldn't know a cheap wine from a good wine.
No, they
wouldn't. It would be a waste giving it to
absolutely.
Them.
Yeah. We don't share that with them. So, yeah, we have 9,000 taste buds roughly in our mouths, whereas dogs have about 1,700.
You know, right.
Right down. I mean, they still have the taste of salty and bitter and sour and sweet. They can still tell the difference.
Yeah.
But not as much as us. They're not connoisseurs of food as much as we are. Nevertheless...
Is that why they can eat, some really gross
some really
stuff?
Pretty... Nevertheless, they do have... Yeah, there is some persuasion in taste as to what they're going to eat. Because... Some people have manufactured some beautiful dog foods that have everything you want in it as far as the science is concerned, but the dogs don't like it. It doesn't matter how good the dog food is. If it's not palatable to dogs, it ain't going to get eaten and then the food's no good. So the palatability studies are always done on dog food and to make sure that they are okay. And I know I've said it before and probably sounds a bit disgusting to some people. Too bad.
You say a lot of things that are disgusting.
When I open up a bag of dog food, I smell it and make sure it doesn't smell off, and I'll taste one of the bits of kibble to make sure it tastes okay.
You'll eat the dry dog food?
Yeah. It's crunchy. And if it's really nice, I'll get a whole handful. Grab.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Have a beer on a hot day, sit down.
What's dog food taste like?
Oh, it depends on the flavour that you're buying.
So you can actually taste chicken or beef or...
Yeah, you can taste different things in it. Of course, the issue, why do I do it? Because sometimes, something may have happened to that bag in travel and it could have gone off. And if it tastes yucky to me or sour or if the smell is off, I won't even feed it out. I'll just throw it out straight away. I often find...
See, I never thought to do that.
Well, yeah, because fungus can get in. Yeah, things happen to our food. You know, very often you buy something, it's still in date, but you can see something's growing in there, so you chuck that out.
Could you ever eat a can of dog food?
Never tasted the hero. No, never done that. Even when I've been drunk, I haven't done that one.
Sometimes.
Even as a student, as a veterinary student, I did see some veterinary students... on win so, bets from it, but no, not for me.
I wonder how that works with dog food companies then, that they have to make this dog food for dogs.
Yep.
Yet, I mean, surely at some stage a human has to try it to say, think that's going to
work. No, I don't think...
Well, how do they know?
No, they have dogs that do try it.
But dogs eat anything.
They do palate... No, well, they don't. That's why they do palatability studies out of, 100 or 300 or 500 dogs, which ones... like that food.
Yeah, well,
and sometimes they'll put their food down, they'll put the competitor's food down. Which food do they like the most? Yeah, palatability does count. And palatability also, for a dog, there's that smell, of course. They'll smell, decide which one they prefer, and then boom, in they go.
See, all dog food in cans, to me anyway, smells pretty gross.
Oh, look.
It smells differently to
them. You know what? There were some cans many years ago. There were some cans. I think it was called Country Dog or something. Somebody made it. You'd open it up and you'd get hungry straight away.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't just me.
That's scary.
Other people said the same thing. It wasn't just me. I know I'm weird. Okay, I'm weird. I'll admit it. But no, there are other people that say, gee, you'd open it up, it smelled so nice. I just couldn't wait to get home for dinner. The girls here would say, my veterinary partner at the time said the same thing. Yeah, yeah. So some, it has to smell pretty good. Even a lot of the canned foods, even now, a lot of the canned foods that I will feed, and I don't feed many canned foods. I'll often feed a bit of fresh food with my dry food.
Because you prefer a higher ratio of dry food,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, I do. I think dry food's very balanced food. It lacks palatability to some dogs, but it has a lot of science has gone into it. And some dogs prefer just eating dry food. I have some dogs that if you offer them fresh meat or dry food, they'll eat the dry food every time. People say, oh, no. But I've tried it, and that's not uncommon.
We do all like a little bit of crunch. So that's why some dogs can eat really some gross stuff, is because a lot of it they...
No, the taste doesn't mean... other thing the dogs have, one thing over us, they can eat something and think, you know what, I don't think that was that good. It didn't taste that good, and I think it might be off. Boom, up they bring. They barf it up. They vomit it up straight away, just like that.
But then they sometimes eat that again as well.
Oh, no, they eat that. If you feed them it's too hot, they'll vomit that up and then eat it again when it's cooled off, yes. Fair enough. I don't want to burn my stomach.
God, dogs are weird.
You know what dogs think? They think, gosh, humans are weird.
Well, they're right there. Okay, enough about seeing in the dark and tasting yucky stuff. Our breed of the week this week is what you called the King of the Terriers. Yeah. Of course, that's not its name, because I've never heard of a breed called King of the Terriers.
No, but a lot of people that know dogs, yes, they would say, oh, that's the Airedale. Certainly Airedale. The biggest of the Terriers, very tall terrier, really quite a big dog, very...
Very proud.
Agile dog, very proud, regal dog.
Yeah.
And the big thing they have is an unflagging spirit. Yeah, they are full on 100 miles an hour.
Right.
So if you decide that you want an Airedale Terrier, be prepared for a dog that needs quite a bit of exercise. They deserve that exercise. And also training. Too many Airedale Terriers come into me and they are just rambunctious and jumping around there, and they say, oh, I can never control him. It's because you haven't trained him. You train the Airedale Terrier, and they are one of the smartest whips around. You know, he'll sit, drop, boom, bang, they'll do anything for you. They want to do it. They have, as I said, unflagging spirit to please their owners, to be with their owners. They just love family, but they need training. And unless you're prepared to put training into your schedule, don't buy an Airedale Terrier. But if you want a dog that wants to be with you, loyal to you to the death, you know, they'll put their life in front of yours every time.
Okay.
They are just fabulous, fabulous dogs. They do need trimming. They don't drop coat. They really are great that way for the family. Very clean dog. Just a dog that will have high energy levels, great for agility or obedience or whatever you want to do. They will do it. Tracking. They've done every discipline of dog industry they will get into as long as you're willing to train them.
So is it an English breed?
Yes, they started in England, like many of the Terriers actually did, and they were guard dogs as such. And in fact, they've even been used in Europe and England as police dogs at times because they're quite powerful dogs. They are powerful dogs. Not really a dog suited for, say, little children or elderly people. Because of their power and strength that they want to just run around and please you, but they'll run into you very quickly if you don't look after them.
And what every Airedale I've ever seen has the same colour.
Oh, yes, you can get them in any colour as long as you have them as black and red, tan or black and red. That's the only colour they come in.
Right, okay, so there is no variety of colours or anything like that.
No, very much a black and tan or black and red type dog.
So if you don't like black and tan, forget it.
Yep.
Okay. Hey Rob, guess how many episodes of the Doggy Pod there are currently available for people if you've missed one or whatever. Take a wild guess.
40?
Not even close. Double it.
80.
Double it.
160?
There are around 160 episodes of the Doggy Pod. So if you've, hopefully you've enjoyed this episode, but if you haven't heard them all, that's a lot of information that Dr. Rob's got to impart. Mm. And so, yes, there's 160 episodes there. So please, if you've got some time, not suggesting you listen to them all in one hit and like binge them or anything, but, you know, there's a lot of good stuff there. So, yeah, 160 plus episodes, and we'll keep bringing you the Doggy Pod every 2 weeks. So thank you for joining us. And, of course, as you know, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, where there's always a lot of extra stuff, particularly Dr. Rob, who posts quite random stuff from the clinic from his daily vet work. But anyway, thanks for listening. Dr. Rob, as always, wants to have the last
word. Yeah, last week we found out which dog saved a movie studio from bankruptcy. I'm not going to tell you the name of that studio because if you don't know, go back and listen to last week's. But there's a lot of movies you would have missed out of if it wasn't for the German Shepherd Rin Tin Tin. But how many Rin Tin Tins were there? Well, obviously not just one, because Rin Tin Tin started in the 1920s and then was re-released. There were quite a few episodes, even in the 1950s, Rin Tin Tin was still being made.
Right.
And so
that dog lived a very long life, didn't he?
All three of them. They say three Rin Tin Tins, but that's actually not true.
Yes.
Because if you watch the Rin Tin Tin when he's with a little kid, what's his name? I can't remember.
Right. I'm not that old, Rob.
Oh, there you go. I used to watch it in black and white. he was in the cavalry and in America.
Right.
And when you watch one of those things, you'll notice that there are three different dogs that are used.
Well, based on their coat?
Yeah, based on their coat. Exactly right. You see, there's one that does all the fancy obedience stuff.
Right.
There's another one that brings down the bad guys. He's slightly different.
So that's the stunt Rin Tin Tin.
And I think there's one that does a lot of the jumping very high and doing all those things. So there's a couple of stunt dogs that are Rin Tin Tin. But if you ask the people who did the show, and I'm not going to tell you who it was, because you'll listen to last week's episode to find out, there were three Rin Tin Tins.
So there was probably a Rin Tin Tin for close-ups as well, like the super handsome version.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder if they had the paw, just to have people.
And then
have
there was one that just
hand
had the
models,
paw.
The tail model,
There you go, debunking Hollywood myths. Anyway, we'll see you for the next episode and with a bit of an update on the Doggy Pod puppies, which you'll be just about to pick one. So we'll see you next time on the Doggy Pod.
See you guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.